This is Arturo.
Hi, Arturo. Arturo, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Hi, how's it going?
Give me 1 second and let's talk. Give me one
second
and then let's talk.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Hey, Paul?
Yes.
All right, let me get in my truck here and have some privacy. Give me 1 second. Turn this on and turn off some AC. All right.
Okay, so were you...
Give me 1 second. All right,
so... Were you able to talk to those other guys? I mean, what were they offering you?
Well, you know, I talked to them, and they're a local group that my friends use, and that's why I agreed to talk to them. They do a lot of business. And I know, and this is actually the only reason I talked to you was because they're like, dude, you got to get off the paid leads.
Right.
You got to get on to the... Well, which, you know, I'm busy, you know, and I get money off those paid leads. So for me, I was just kind of like, but they're like, look, you know, you're getting to a point where, you know, you're going to be, you get known and your website needs to function better for you.
Yeah.
So basically what they're looking at is they redo my website and optimize it, you know, better to catch traffic, right? They do a lot of the, you know, coming out, taking pictures, you know, drone aerial stuff of us working, you know, lots of that crap to build our website.
Right.
To build our stuff and drive people through our website to get business. They, you know, they go in and optimize us locally for, you know, make sure that, you know, we're in the, you know, like you were saying, Google search engine stuff and, making sure that all that stuff is working right, you know, is working right. Their more approach, though, was like, number one, get us off of GoDaddy, get a better website, constantly be updating it, doing things like that, and then moving into things like they'll manage our posting, get social media, you know, managing the aspects of it. You know,
right.
It sounded like a lot of the same kind of stuff that y'all are doing.
To start out, I guess,
you know, was talking about.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm always a little bit worried about, you know, a company that says, you need a new website. You need a website. You need some sort of website. You need a website that showcases your work. You need a website that talks about your services. You need a website that has your phone number so people can call you. You have that already, right? And when they're saying things like, we're going to optimize your website to show up better, I don't know if they just don't know better or what might be why they're still.
I think those are more of my words.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious because, you know, Google has downplayed the importance of a website for almost 7 years now. I mean, back when more searches were done on mobile devices and it never went back, more searches are still done on mobile devices than on computers, but that's when Google kind of downplayed the importance of websites. It's when they also penalized websites that weren't mobile optimized and when they started creating landing pages for businesses that don't have a website. I mean, if you've ever seen a Google My Business website, it's just a one-page website, couple of photos, and some bullet points of the services, but that's already Google compliant. It meets what Google wants to see, and your website has what Google wants to see. First of all, it needs to be HTTPS. The S actually means secure. So anytime there's a contact form where people can put in personal information, which the GoDaddy sites are perfectly well optimized for Google, you have the HTTPS, and of course your website is mobile friendly. So anytime someone who might be searching for your services on a smartphone, when they see your website, you know, there's just a downward scroll. There's not the pinching and sliding and sliding sideways. So your website by itself is fine. I mean, if you don't like it, we can do a new website for you. But the important thing is that the website is actually seen by people, and Google, like I've been saying,
right,
where you want, what you want is to have your business optimized to have the directory submissions that Google indexes when someone does a search. Those directories do change from time to time. And of course, that means that when they make those changes, they keep us updated. So whether they want us to create additional directories or stop creating certain directories, we are always in that conversation and kind of ahead of the curve to make sure that you have the content that Google wants to see. And especially for, you know, a big metro like OKC, when you've got a lot of competition, when you're wanting and willing to travel for the right job, I mean, it takes a lot more than a website to get you to stand out. I mean, obviously, as websites became more and more important, Google had to look for other ways to determine what businesses would be displayed on that first page. So, you know, we talked about other services. We talked about doing Facebook ads. We talked about doing Google paid ads. I think Facebook right now is a real cost-effective, real affordable way, budget-friendly way, to cover a big service area. So that's something that we would definitely be wanting to do. And, you know, like I said, I look at websites all day long, and you have a nice website. It's probably not the best, but it's definitely not the worst. We could do a new website for you if you wanted us to. But, you know, like I said, the website's not the main concern. The main concern is that people don't see it if they are looking for painting contractor near me or kitchen remodeling contractor or any of the keywords and services that you want to be found for. You know, you want your website, any website, to pop up on that first page.
Yeah, so I was going to be spending $150 with them a month just on websites.
Oh,
like
them, yeah.
Maintaining my website and them, so part of the money that I was going to be giving them, you know, which was coming out to about $400 a month, $150 of it was just
for the website itself.
The website itself.
Right.
So,
right.
And that was something I did.
So, I mean, you know, if the website is a key factor for you, I mean, we can do a new website. But like I said, if you're...
I am actually offended. I thought my website was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I like your site. I mean, normally, I mean, you have a really extensive gallery. You've got a lot of photos, and that's all your work. You've got a photo of, I believe, your family. So, I mean, it's a website
that...
People
eat the family. I can't even tell you.
I would imagine people love it. I mean,
they're like, oh my God, your family's so beautiful. And
it's adorable. Your kids are so cute.
They're open to me. They're like, it makes them feel like one of them. You know, like, hey, I'm a.
It puts a.
Guy.
Exactly. Yeah. It puts a real face on your company, your face, your family. Immediately they know, you know, that you're passionate about what you do because you've got your family on your website. So they know that you work hard for them.
I'm in front of OU, University of Oklahoma. Everybody loves OU.
Right.
So I'm in front of my
college. Yeah.
It says I'm better known on the front. It says I'm better known right at the top. They love it. I get a lot of jobs. People are like,
I bet you do.
I'm a veteran. Yeah, and so. He thought my website was trash.
I wouldn't even want to do a new website because I like your website. And like I said, like, like Town Square or whatever, you know, they take a great website and they don't make a lot of changes to it, and you don't want that. I mean,
I don't want a too busy website. I want it simple,
right.
And You know, most a lot.
Your website's clean. It's clean, but it's detailed. It's still eye-catching. All of the photos, the extensive gallery for your services. And if you're talking like, you know, $450, I mean, for something like that, we could do local search engine optimization, meaning all of the directories that will help you to show up locally. We could do Google paid ads. I mean, Google paid ads, I still stand by that product. I still know that it gets
talk to me about
business.
Let's get more in depth on that. Okay, so talk to me about Google paid ads.
Uh-huh.
So what do you charge to manage my Google paid ads? That's on top of what I give Google.
So the Google minimum required ad spend is $300 per month. Now, that will include our maintenance fee of 25%. Industry standard is 30 to 45%. So we're charging less than most businesses charge to manage your Google ads. We are Google trained and certified for Google ads. So our job is to get you the highest return on investment for the lowest cost per click. So you would be spending $300 in Google ads. $225 of those dollars go directly towards paying for those ads, and the other $75 would be towards our management fees. If you did want to do something like that, you know, it's going to get your entire service area in play the same way that Facebook ads would. You would still be rotating in and out of those spots above the local map. Of course, it does include local SEO, so you'll be in that local map just below the paid ads. And then the paid ads above the map are a rotating position. There's only, you know, two or three at the top, sometimes one or two at the bottom, depending on the keyword.
For that price that you're talking about.
Correct, yeah. And you'd be looking at about an 80% impression share with that $300, meaning that 80% of the time that your rotation comes up, that you're eligible to show up, you'll have your ads be displayed. I mean, you could increase the ad spend if we're looking at it, and we'll look at the reports. And if it's like, you know, you're getting a lot of jobs from the Google ads and you're at about 80%, if you add another $50 or $75 a month, we can get you to 100%. And you might expect this amount more phone calls. But being at 100% impression share, again, does not mean that you'll always have your ads there. It just means that when you're up for rotation, when your ads are eligible to run, they will not be limited by budget and your ads would appear. But you know, like I said, we're trying to make it as affordable for you as I can. And it is our job to make those ad dollars go as far as they can and get your ads up and running as often as they can. And then, of course, getting your phone ringing from those ads. So it is a cost-effective way to manage your marketing. It's not always budget-friendly. I mean, it's been about 3 years that Google actually raised the required minimum from $100 a month to $300 a month. But those ad dollars are still well spent because it's somewhere that people look and something that people are actually searching for. Like I was saying, Facebook ads work differently where people are not doing an active search for a service. They're just on their Facebook page. But Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents, 25 cents a click, whereas Google ads might be $3, $5, $10 per click. But like I said, I still do stand by that product. It's just not always budget-friendly for some smaller businesses. But when they're telling you, those other guys telling you like $450 with $150 just for the website and things like that, I mean, if that's what your budget is, and I know we've talked different price points, we've talked different packages, we never really talked about what you are wanting to spend, but for something like $450, you'd be looking at local SEO with Google ads, you know. $299 is what you're looking at with Facebook ads instead of Google ads.
I'm going to spend what you bring me in business. So
right.
I can manage these $1,500 a month.
Yes, you mentioned
they
that.
They bring me, you know, $20,000 a week in business.
Yeah. So.
And the thing that scares me about pay for click is, are they going to click? You know what I'm saying? That's what scares me. Are they going to click?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, when Google raised their minimum required ad spend, it did become a product that fell out of use a little bit. I mean, just because we don't sell as many of those packages anymore because they're not always in everyone's budget. You know, like I said, I still want to stand by it. I mean, I can't talk bad about it. We are Google partners. We are, you know, Google Ads certified. But you do, even though when we're crafting the ads with negative keywords, site extensions, making sure that everything links to your website, that we're promoting the most affordable yet still valuable search phrase, you know, you're still with even negative keywords that mean that if someone's putting in like employment or do it yourself or things like that, so that your ads don't ever trigger unless someone is actively doing a search for someone who can provide those services, you are still going to get clicked on. Now, you can only get clicked on once from any phone or computer and be charged for it. They can still click on your ads and you know, maybe get more information, try to call you later, but you're not going to have like your competitors clicking on your ads, you know, 10 times a day and eating up your budget. Google recognizes when they're doing that. Only one click gets charged per phone or computer. But you know, you do still get people who click on your information and then don't call you. You will get clicks. If you don't have your ad budget get used, it rolls over to the next month, so your dollars aren't wasted. But we want you to get phone calls. We want you not only get clicks, but to get phone calls as well. And you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, the Google Analytics with, you know, your impression shares, your click-through rates, and things like that. I do still stand by that product, but personally, I don't sell it as much as I used to because a lot of my clients don't want to spend $500 a month. Even if it's going to make them the return on investment, they still see it as a bill sometimes.
You're talking about the right now for the click, $500 a month?
No, for the entire package, for the Google Ads plus the local SEO, you're looking at, you know, $499 for $300 of Google Ads and $199 for the local SEO.
If I give you $500 and you sell me a couple jobs, if I get a couple jobs from that,
it pays for itself. Yeah, it does still pay for itself. And like I said, I do stand by that product. I think it's great. But, you know, the alternative to do it more budget friendly and still not restrict your service area is a $299 package. Instead of $300 worth of Google ads, you are getting $100 worth of Facebook ads, where there's a lot more, you'll get about 400 clicks with $100 worth of Facebook ads, right?
Yeah. I mean,
because they're only like 20 or 22 cents. But you're still covering your entire service area. But, you know, I do lean towards the Google Ads. It's a great product, and I do see my clients even say, hey, you know, I'm loving the service. Can I get more clicks? Can I get more phone calls, more jobs? And, you know, you might, you know, like $300, which is where we would start you with the Google Ads. You know, it might be wanting to add, you know, like I said before, maybe $50, $75, or $100 to get you 100% impression share, get you more opportunities, and get you more phone calls.
Before you lose me, really, it takes so many buttons.
No, I get you. No, I hear you.
Before you lose me. Okay, so if I paid you the $299, that includes the Facebook ads, $100 of Facebook ads, and I
right.
can give you an extra $300 on top of that $299 and get Google ads too? Is that
you could do that. You could do them both, yeah. So you'd be looking at $599. We call that our ideal package, yeah. Yeah, that covers both bases.
You know, look, I'll tell you one thing I do like about what he talked about, right? I like one thing about what he talked about. He asked me, what capacity am I at right now as far
right.
as jobs and clients, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what capacity do I want to do?
Right.
Like if, you know, I started getting this much, could I handle it? If not,
mm-hmm.
then maybe we need to pull back and do,
sure.
you know, just do basically what I can handle. And,
right.
And, you know, and so talking about that, I like that. And I like, you know, because like I told him, I said, I'm pretty much with the guys that work with me constantly. I'm at 50%, you know.
Because
I'm chasing down leads that I don't, that are no good from Angie's.
Right.
So chasing down leads that are no good from Angie's waste a lot of my time.
It does.
So I'm like at 50%. I could be doing a lot more work. And not only that, but I have other crews that do jobs for me when I'm really busy that would like to work for me full time.
Oh, I got you.
They like how I pay my crews, and they like the work I give them, and I really take up for my guys. I do really well. My people like me. So I said, honestly, I could take on, if I brought in my other crews,
a lot more work.
I get, 15%, 10% capacity.
When you factor in how much you can get done when you're not wasting time and money chasing leads, I mean, and doing work instead of, working hard to do the job well instead of working hard just to get the job in the first place. And then when you also consider you can get more guys when the work is there, the ideal package is called ideal for a reason, because for businesses that can handle more work, when you've got Google ads, you've got Facebook ads, you've got, of course, the local placement on Google and Bing, that's the ideal situation where you're doing both targeted marketing for people who are actively searching for someone who can do what you do, and then also with the Facebook advertising, putting yourself out in front of eyes that may need your services. They're looking for something to grab their attention, and if they see and need your services, they'll go to your website, which I like. I like your website.
We could start with a small package, see if I get any return on it. We can start with like a 500. I got to do minimum 300. So we can start with a $599 package, see if I get any return on it. Hopefully I will. And then I could throw more money at it. I mean, I'm not opposed to spending 5% of my gross.
Right.
So if I can do 100,000 a month, 5% of 100,000 is, what is that? I don't even know. 5% of 100,000 is 5,000?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind throwing 5,000. I don't mind throwing 5,000 at it, you know?
Right. And you can always scale up. You can always add to both your Google ads. You can always add to your Facebook ads. The local package at $199, you're getting a pretty sweet deal there. Normally that package by itself, just for the local SEO to create, update, and optimize all the directories, that package by itself, we call it the Pro Package. It's on our website at $399. But, obviously you've been around for a long time, so the legacy rate applies there and basically cuts the rate in half for the basic package down to $199. But, adding $300 of Facebook ads, or $300 of Google ads, I should say, plus $100 of Facebook ads, that's still pretty budget-friendly at $599. It's going to cover all your bases. You'll get the tracking, you'll get the reporting, and we will too, and we'll probably at some point even proactively ask you, check in with you periodically, how are things going? Are you keeping up with the work? Do you want a little bit more work? We notice this and what you can possibly do, but we won't make any changes to that without speaking with you first. So I always do ask, especially when I'm, offering different packages and options, the needs of your business a lot better than I do. How much work you can take on, how far you want to go, and what your budget allows. I think you've already answered all of those questions. You can scale up. You can take on more work. You can even get more guys if the work is there. You're definitely willing to travel, through the metro area and beyond and target even specific cities and zip codes and even subdivisions where it's going to be profitable for you to be found. And like you said, as long as it's making you money, you're willing to spend. So I think the ideal package, we've talked about the different components of all of these different things, putting them all together, the $100 in Facebook ads, the $300 in Google ads, and, of course, that local SEO. It is real budget friendly at $599. I think our website listed it at $1,198. So basically you're still getting a 50% reduction in the cost of the service there. and it stays fixed at that rate unless you say, yeah, let's go ahead and bump up the Google ads or let's bump up the Facebook ads. I think I asked you before about the branding of...
Hey, Manny.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
So, ¿qué vamos a hacer en estos agujeros ahí? Para eso es el smart board, ¿verdad?
¿Dónde?
En los agujeros, mira ahí. Okay.
¿Abajo? Vamos a poner una tabla.
Eso es lo que estaba pensando.
Para eso es.
Hey, allá en el porch, si ves en el porch contra esta pared, mira, contra esta pared, empezaron a poner caulking ahí y pararon mitad, como que se acabó el tubo. Y no
lo pusimos.
Oh, porque van a...
Probablemente íbamos a quitarlo.
Eso es lo que yo le dije a la señora.
Sí, probablemente lo íbamos a quitar, pero necesitamos ver hasta dónde llega el soffit. El soffit, porque ya me surgió la duda. Si el soffit no nos toparon hasta allá atrás, tenemos que dejar el seguro. Y poner el J-Chan abajo, ha topado al 1x2. Porque si les falta un pedazo de soffit arriba...
Yeah.
Tenemos el J-Chan, nos va a quedar un hueco.
Ajá.
Entonces...
Okay. Whatever we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yo te entiendo, ya.
Vamos a ver. Si está el software hasta allá, vamos a quitarle 1x2 este.
Ajá,
este.
Ajá.
Aquel no, porque aquel vamos a acercar al lado de la puerta, le vamos a poner... ¿Ya ves que está la face?
Sí.
Ahí donde se unen, ahí vamos a poner el sano.
Ajá.
Y vamos a recorrer el de allá hasta ahí, más hasta arriba de la puerta.
Ajá.
Y acá abajo el J-Chan.
Okay. I'm sorry, give me 1 more second.
Oh, no worries.
I'm on job site, sir.
I hear you.
Yeah. No se puede nomás cortar esa pieza. No, esa es la de arriba. Eso. No. Correr siding, yeah. Si es más difícil, no, pero yo pienso que se miraría mejor. Yo pienso que se miraría mejor. Ok, yo voy a hablar con ella de eso entonces. Ok. Hey, my guy said he can put me on top of Google Ads for $20.
That's funny.
I'll put you on top of Google Ads for $20.
He told me he pays too much money.
The laugh alone is worth the $20.
Yeah.
That's about all you're going to get is a good laugh out of it.
It's almost cry. I feel like someone's crying.
Cry? Oh, yeah. I do cry for money. I do. Okay. Did I cry too much for money? All right. Sorry about that. Okay, let me shift here. How are you going to optimize what I want to do? So I will tell you, you've talked a lot about what you're going to do to get me business, but, you know, what you're going to do to optimize, you know, or
mm-hmm.
for people to find me.
Sure.
But one of the things that I really liked about what he talked about that you haven't talked about is he was really more concerned in the beginning about what is my perfect client? What do mm-hmm. I want people to search for? You know, what kind of people? Who's my, you know, how old are they? Where do they live? You know, what are they looking
yeah.
for? You know, what do I want to do? You know, what kind of jobs do I want to do? And he was more into that realm. So, you know, that's my question. How are you going?
I don't spend a lot of time talking about that because it should go without saying, but I guess it doesn't always, that we do very targeted marketing. We focus on your client, your clientele. We are going to talk to you in depth before we start creating the content. We'll do what's called a client interview. So we are going to have one of our technicians give you a call to really talk to you about, you know, what types of services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, your ideal client, what their age bracket is, what their price point is, you know, what their budget would allow. So we'll talk to you in depth about those things before we create that content. And then all of that gets built into the content that we create. So it's going to be out there when someone does a keyword search. And that's really what will determine what people see your listing, you know, what they type in, what content matches what they type in. So we'll have that content on all of the directories that we'll create talking about those services. So, I mean, obviously, you know, updating your website is not going to be a main focus for us because I don't think it's something that needs to be done. Your website showcases your work and, you know, like you said, showcases your family, that you're veteran owned, that you're right there in Oklahoma. Once we get that website in front of the people that need your services, you know, it's going to be a no-brainer for the people that appreciate quality work, that appreciate a family man, that appreciate a veteran, any or all of those things. They're going to be really drawn towards your website, and you'll get the phone calls. And obviously, once you're talking to somebody, it's up to you to determine if it's going to be a good fit for you as far as taking on that project.
Sure. I mean, that's a good point. Right.
So I don't know if those other guys were month to month or what it was. It's not always the case that that these types of services are offered on a month-to-month basis because it's a big commitment, not just for you to take on the work that comes your way. It's a huge commitment on our end to make sure that you get that work and for us to create the content necessary to put you out there where people are using your services. It's a big commitment on our end, too, not just with the time, but with the resources that we have to put in to create that content. And of course, every month we're actually going to get charged that the $300 or the $100 for the Facebook ads, $300 for Google ads. It's in the budget, but we pay for it. We get charged by Google and Meta for those ads. So we're invested in your success. Well, you're paying a flat rate. You pay a flat rate. The $5.99 includes the Google ads and includes the Facebook ads, and then it comes out of that budget on our end. Our job is to make sure that it, you know, gets you the best bang for the buck and that those ad dollars go the farthest for you. So for you, it's easy. You know, it's a flat rate. It bills on a month-to-month basis for the exact amount, the ideal package. Although it is listed on our website at $1,198 a month, you'd be looking at less than half that at $599. But we're still paying for those ads. We're still creating the content and updating that content. And the reason that it is on our website at almost $1,200 is that's what we spend. I mean, maybe a little less because we wouldn't need to redo a website. I wouldn't want to redo your website. I like your website. So we're probably still going to spend upwards of about $800 in that first month alone, meaning that the $599 doesn't cover our costs. You know, that's why when I was saying a lot of other companies will lock you into a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month contract just to cover their costs to make sure that they're not losing money whether you like the service or not. With us, your success is our success. You know, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. So we're invested in your success as well. We've got skin in the game. There is no contract. That's correct. It is month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. But, of course, it is our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business.
Well, obviously, you want to make sure people are calling me.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with Angie Lee. If they don't have people calling me, then I don't give them any money. So they pushed.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, they throw a lot of leads at you, and you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. But eventually, you know, like most business owners end up doing is if it doesn't work for a long time, they stop using the service. So, of course, Angie's wants you to get jobs here and there, at least enough to kind of justify the expense. But I think a big reason that they charge you like $300 up front just for an annual membership fee is it kind of gets you financially invested. You want to make your money back. So even if it doesn't pan out right away, you start throwing good money after bad sometimes until you get a job or two out of it. Then you think, eh, you know, maybe I'll give it a little bit more time. And one way or another, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you're still paying for that lead. So they're still making their money. And if you keep the service, great. If you don't keep the service, it's okay with them. But with us, you know, like I said, we've been around since 2004. We will celebrate our 19th anniversary later on this year. And we would lose money if our clients canceled in that first month. We couldn't keep our doors open if we had our clients canceling on us in that first month, because we're not, you know, charging that upfront fee. In fact, you know, normally there's a setup fee. I'd be happy to waive the setup fee just as a sign of our faith in your success. And of course, already at $5.99 for a package listed on our website at more than twice that, you know, we do need to get your phone ringing. We need to send you those jobs. We need to earn your business. We need to keep you a satisfied client for a couple of months at least, just for us to break even. So, you know, I've been with the company myself. I don't know if I ever told you, but April 17th of this year was my 10-year anniversary with the company. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the beginning as a company. We've got clients that have been with me even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. And I think 19 years is a long time for any company to be in business these days, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, that is a long time. And our track record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
When Google was looking for companies to partner up with, when they were starting their partnership program to help businesses get a better return on investment with things like Google paid ads, we were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google, one of the companies they wanted us to partner up with. They do still offer an AdWords Express product. So, you know, don't get me wrong. You can always do Google paid ads on your own and not have to pay, you know, the 25% management fee. But the reason that Google started the partnership program in the beginning and why they still have it 7 years, almost 8 years later, is to get businesses a better return on investment with Google paid ads. The AdWords Express, although it sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, it refers to the fact that a Google AdWords Express account is really an abbreviated version of a true Google ad campaign. It's kind of a set it and forget it. You know, there's not a lot of updating, not a lot of optimizing, not a lot of retooling of the ads, because, you know, that's done by the person paying for the ads, or in this case, it would be us, you know, professionally managing your ads. So Google doesn't make those changes, you know. They just ask you where you want the ads to run and what your ad budget is and what keywords you want to have, and then they kind of put some really basic boilerplate ads together. Not every business owner sees tremendous success with the AdWords Express account, and of course, a lot of them were canceling, and still to this day, it's a small percentage of businesses that will keep that service, unless they spend a lot of time and a lot of research and on how to make those ads more effective. But that's why Google started the partnership program almost 8 years ago, was to get businesses a higher return on investment, especially with Google paid ads. So it is our job to make sure that you are successful. And like I said, we're willing in the beginning even to lose money just to get that going for you and kind of prove it to you 1 month at a time.
I'm going to rock with you.
So the company that I see, the branding of your business, it's AAC Metro Painting and Construction, right? I mean, that's how you kind of want the business to be branded. That's
well,
how
so it's
listed.
Changing. It's changing. We got our – so we've always done roofing, but we
I
do it
saw
through
that.
A third company. We
okay.
We always do roofing, but we've always done it through a third-party company because
okay.
Of licensing issues. So, like, we're still roofing. You know, we're roofing under our company. Within the next week, we're going to have our own roofing license.
Okay.
And And we and I have because I have my own crews, and we've and the big companies around here that do a lot of roofing, they call me to send my guys to do their roofs. Believe it or not, you probably know this. You're, I don't know if you do a lot of construction companies, but those big giant roofing companies, they don't have anybody that works for them.
Right.
They call people like me to send my crews to do it. They hire me.
Yeah.
To get my guys to go.
Yeah, the big guys do. Right.
Yeah. So they charge $150. You know, they charge they charge $400 a square to the insurance company. They pay me $150 a square, and I pay my guys, you know, whatever. $70.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it just rolls downhill. But I'd rather just charge $400 to the insurance company and so it's better that way, you know.
So you really wanted to focus more on roofing jobs yourself, finding them.
Yeah, man, roofing is beneficial.
Is it AAC Metro Realty Roofing? I see that. That's kind of
So we also when we started out, we've been in business for a while. We started out as AAC Metro Realty because we own a lot of we started buying up a lot of foreclosures and we would fix them up and we would lease them out to people that work for us. Like, that's how it started. People that work for us needed houses. They didn't have, you know, papers to be able to get loans. So we said, well, we'll get a house. We'll put you in it and you can pay us over 10 years. So we started out buying houses and we'd fix them up. This is like, you know, over a decade ago. And we started fixing it. So we're AC Metro Realty. That's what we own all our houses under. And then we realized we're really good at this, you know, this fixing stuff. So then we started fixing other investors' properties. So we started to be AAC Metro Realty and Construction. And AAC Metro, AAC Metro, and, you know, we were doing painting, AAC Metro Painting and Construction.
Right.
AAC Metro Painting and Construction, because we do a lot of painting. And we do remodels, the whole bit. And then we got into roofing, like, years back, and we never put the name in because we don't have our license.
Right.
But now that we're getting our license, it'll be AAC Metro, Painting, Roofing, and Construction. Excuse me, one second.
Okay.
Do you need me? Oh! You only owe me $1,800 right now. You didn't owe me that much right now. You only owe me $18. You pay me the rest afterwards, but that's fine. I'll just deduct that from... So, because it's half of this would have been... whatever half of that is, 11 or whatever, something 25, and then half of that in there was like 7 something. So it was like 1,800. I'll just take it off the total. I'll take it all off the whole, whatever the total is. It's been a good job. I just went over there and looked at it, and it looked a hell of a lot better. Yeah. He was just figuring out that thing at first. Once we got it figured out. See, once he was trying to, that's why it took so long. He was testing that one to. I do need to talk to you about what's happening on your. So in a minute when I jump off this call, if you'll just entertain me for 5 minutes, I want to talk to you about that. There might be an issue. We're going to solve it. I brought all the material to be able to solve it because we kind of foresaw it. All that material and stuff. Yeah, I brought all this material. So we brought solve it because, you know, also we got to stick stuff into those gaps. So we're going to put, like, trim up in there to close those gaps up. But let me jump off this call and I'll grab you and we'll talk about what's happening right there. Okay? I'll be over there. All right. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, no, I am here. So I just wanted to, you know, and I definitely appreciate your time and I respect your time and I'm glad we've had, you know, the opportunity to speak today. So I wanted to make sure that we're branding your business correctly. Name, address, phone number, website. I've got the name now as AAC Metro Painting, Roofing, and Construction. So the roofing's going right there in between the painting.
Put the ampersand, no and.
Yes,
thing,
yeah.
Right?
The ampersand between roofing and construction. So I've got AAC Metro painting, comma, roofing, ampersand,
no
construction.
Comma.
No comma?
No
just
comma.
Painting, just
no
painting
comma.
Roofing? Just a space between the two words?
Yeah, painting and capitalized, you know, painting, capitalized roof.
Gotcha. So AAC Metro.
Not the whole word, the P. The P
right, just
the
P's.
The
P and the R. Gotcha. So AAC, the AAC is all capitalized. Capital A, capital C.
Yeah, and actually, that is the whole name. And, like, if I send you my logo, you'll see my logo. I'm about to put
okay.
the logos on the website. But,
perfect.
But you know, we go by AAC Metro. You know,
uh-huh, sure.
That's how they write our checks. We go.
Got
AAC
it.
Metro is our short name. DBAs are
yeah.
going to be the other thing. But
the painting,
mess. I need
roofing,
to clean up.
And construction.
I need
you
to clean
yeah.
up this mess.
That's one thing we'll do.
AAC Realty. I need
mm-hmm.
to clean that mess up.
Yeah, I saw the with the AAC Metro Realty LLC. So there are different ways that the business is listed. And one of the things that we do and why I'm asking you right now is the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. Phone number, though, is the number we're on, the 9887 number. This is the business
yeah.
number, right? Okay. And, of course, the AACMetro.com. The website that we both like quite a bit. And then
talk about one other thing. One other
sure.
thing, I'm sorry. One thing that you haven't talked about and that we talked extensively about earlier had to do with location. Where
sure.
they were talking to me about the more locations I get, the more I can pull from those areas. As in, I got a location in Norman.
Mm-hmm.
I got my location in Norman, which is my home office. Like, it's literally my office. And then
okay.
I got our warehouse office in Oklahoma City. Okay? So, and so they were going to utilize both addresses as points for, you know what I mean? They were saying each office.
Were they going to list a separate phone number for the separate locations?
I don't think so, because I only
okay.
have one.
Right, yeah. So, you know, again, these are some of the things that used to be Google compliant, but now cause red flags, multiple listings with the same phone number. I mean, Google frowns on that. I would always recommend, you know, the city that you're...
I could get a Google number. I could get a Google number, you know.
Well, you could, yeah. And then, you know, we can always talk about, you know, listing the separate location. The thing of it is, you know, when we're talking about all of the content that we create and where the ads can run, you know, we will be targeting specific cities and servicing your entire service area. I would recommend PIN verifying in OKC itself if you've got an address there, or if you can receive even one piece of mail there. That's where I would recommend verifying your business, because that kind of serves as your central hub where Google recognizes kind of your headquarters, and then your coverage radiates outward from there. And it's always much easier to be found in a big city if you're PIN verified there versus if you're PIN verified outside the city itself but still wanting to be found there. So I would recommend, you know, PIN verifying in OKC and then, of course, targeting everywhere else, both with the content we create and with the ads themselves. Now, do customers ever come to you, though, or is everything conducted over the phone and you go out to them? So you're service-based anyway. No one ever does come to you. Okay, I got you.
No, they don't want to come to where we're at.
Right. You talk to them, you go out to them, you bring the materials, you do the work there. I wanted to ask you, because one of the things that I saw was the Moore address on the Angie's, the 501 Southwest 30th Circle Suite B. Is that an address that even is relevant for your business?
Wait, tell me that address again.
501 Southwest 30th Circle Suite B, Moore, Oklahoma, 73160.
Yeah, they combined two of our addresses. So 501 Southwest 30th Circle is Moore, okay? So
uh-huh.
That's the Moore address. And then the other one is 320. We used to be in 3208 Suite B.
Oh. In
Oklahoma City. Now we're in 3204 Suite A.
Okay, so that's what you want. 3204 and Suite A. What is the street?
Southwest 59.
It is still, okay. Southwest, you said 59, right?
Southwest 59, yeah.
Okay. Suite A. A like apple. Okay, so that's what I was wondering about, which is, you know, sometimes the information on Angie's is not accurate, but we'll fix it.
Angie?
Yeah, that's on, well, Home Advisor's platform, Home Advisor powered by Angie, yeah.
They're idiots.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that before.
How do they fuck that up? How do you fuck that up?
They've messed up business names before. So, yeah. Services, service area, misspellings. I've seen it all on an Angie's list. I don't know how they do that. So I've got 501 Southwest 59th, Suite A in Oakland.
No. 501 Southwest 30th Circle is our Moore address.
That's your Moore address. Oh, yeah. Now I'm doing what they did.
How you fuck that up, John?
Combining the two. I'm copy and pasting from two different places, and then it defaulted back to the 501. What was the street address again on the 59th?
Okay, 59th is 3204.
3204. There you go. There it is. Yeah. When I clicked on it, because it wants to auto-populate.
If you just put it at 32.
Okay. Gotcha. I was looking on your website. I love GoDaddy sites. Like I said, they are Google compliant, but one thing I never see on them is a physical email address. They always do have the contact forms, but for us to contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Arturo, what is a good email address either for you or for your business itself?
A good what address?
An email address. Your website, your Facebook page says achavez@aacmetro.com. Is that good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't ever really like to assume, but is Chavez your last name?
It is.
It is. Okay. And Mr. Chavez, when we contact you, like I said, phone, text, email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, call me or text me.
Call or text. Okay, call or text. And then if you don't have any other questions, and I want to get you off the phone as quick as I can here, I would take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. And then because we are Google partners, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection.
Hey, John, give me one second. Josh, give me one second. About the porch? Okay. Are you talking about what Linda wanted on the gate? Oh, no, not all that material. Give me a second. Yeah, I'll jump out and I'll show you. Basically, it's just where... Let me hop off this call. I'll jump out and talk to you. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. So, yeah, I want to get you off the phone as quick as I can here. We'll schedule your client interview. And I do need to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is going to be that flat rate, that it includes the Facebook ads, the Google ads, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. So we are doing the ideal package at that reduced rate of $599, correct?
Yeah, the ideal package at $599.
That's with the $100 of Facebook ads, the $300 of Google ads, and then, of course, the $199 for the local search engine optimization. And then that first payment, Mr. Chavez, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, sir? What does work best for you?
It'll be on Visa, and I'm gonna you're gonna have to call me on that because right now I don't have that with. But yeah, it's gonna be
a Visa card. Okay, so I can save you even more time right now if I'm calling you back for the card. We'll do the voice verification at that time, and then also look at the client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. So when do you have about 5 more minutes to speak with me? When you'll have that card with you?
I don't know. Can you send me a text real quick? I got a compound now. Help these. They're looking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just send you my text. Let me know when to call you back, and we'll get it all set up. Like I said, I literally need about 5 minutes of your time, 10 at the most, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call. All right?
I got to jump off. All right, thanks.
No problem. We'll talk to you later. Thank you so much. Take care.